Hello, and welcome to Holden Village. Today is Monday, July 1st, 2002. Today's session is titled, A Cheerful Heart is a Good Medicine, Proverbs 17:22, Bringing More Laughter, Humor, and Play into Our Lives. Session 1, Laugh Till It Helps. Our presenter is Karen Schneider Chen. The number for this session is SCK 2002-01. Let's listen in.
Ohio, which is where I got trained by an organization called the World Laughter Tour.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so let's see, I have a shirt to prove it. Actually, I was given the prestigious Red Shirt Award for spreading laughter. And so I was trained in this method developed by Dr. Madan Kataria in India in 1995. And I'm going to show you a video about how the movement began, but I want to tell you a little bit about it first because some of it's a little hard to understand. So you're probably, do we need more chairs? Because we can take some from the other room. That's what people have been doing. Here, you can take a chair here.
Here's one chair.
There's three more chairs. Come on, that's close.
You may actually click the bell. You may want to wait a second.
We probably do need more chairs then.
Well, I'm excited that there's so many people that love laughter. I know Holden attracts people that love laughter, right? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to show this again in the bigger screen Tuesday night. The reason why I ended up with a small screen is this is a better room for the actual laughter workout because it would have been hard to do around the fire screen. So I'm sorry about the small screen. Now, about why laughter club? Well, Dr. Madan Kataria in 1995, he's a family physician, and he had observed over his many years of being a doctor that many of his patients had stress-related illnesses, and also that he felt like people in India were just very serious, that if you met somebody on the street, people didn't smile, and that just the stress of living there was just so much that people were coming down with illnesses, and he was treating them, and so that was really bothering him. So he thought, he has a journal that he edits, and he thought, well, he'd been reading the Reader's Digest for many years, and he loved the Laughter, the Best Medicine article. So he decided to write an article about laughter. So he did some research. He spent several months researching it, and he found such a huge body of scientific literature that's saying that laughter was healing. Laughter is it's indisputable that laughter helps in healing and staying healthy and controlling stress and reaction and into maintaining emotional balance. And so he was just totally amazed by all that. So he decided that instead he would start the first laughter club, although I don't think he called it that at the time. So what Dr. Kataria did, he went to a park nearby where he worked, and he was able to convince four men to join with him on a regular basis to laugh, to improve their life. And so what they did originally was people would bring a joke. And so someone would go into the center of a circle and crack a joke, and then everybody would just laugh, and they just... So that went really well for about, he says, 15 days. They ran out of good jokes. Plus, women started joining the group, and someone would tell an off-color joke, and that, oh boy, that really did not go over well. And so it looked like the group was going to have to disband. But Dr. Kataria, he was just so, it was just going so well. People were feeling so good that he thought about it. Now, he's a practitioner of yoga, and there is a laughing meditation in yoga, very old, very ancient. And so he thought about it, and he had a flash. He said, well, why don't we just laugh for no reason? Huh? So he brought this to the group. Why don't we just laugh for the sake of laughing? And people were kind of really skeptical. But they were willing to try it. And so what's really awesome is that original group of four has grown to 80,000 people in India are in laughter clubs. This is a major... Dr. Kataria?
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Kataria. So how did the movement get to the United States? Madan. I have a book out there in my little display called Laugh for No Reason. So when it got to the United States, well, there's a man named Steve Wilson. I have one of his books out on my little display. He calls himself a joyologist, and he's the chairman of the board, B-O-R-E-D. Of the World Laughter Church. Isn't that great? So anyway, Steve Wilson, he's been teaching about bringing humor into the workplace since the 80s. That's something he really has enjoyed and loved doing. So he was in India giving a seminar on that topic, and so he heard about the laughter clubs of India. This was in 1999. And so he went to one of the laughter clubs, and he just loved it. Because in a laughter club, Steve Wilson is really a funny guy, and he loves humor, but he loved how you go straight from the humor directly to the laughter, as you will find out. And so Dr. Kataria and Steve Wilson just really hit it off. They just and they plotted how they could bring laughter to the rest of the world. So they so they started the World Laughter Tour. And the mission of the World Laughter Tour is world peace, health, and happiness through laughter. And one of their goals is to work to help prevent hardening of the attitude. That really, really pervasive condition called terminal seriousness. Especially since we had computers, have you noticed? Even more. Anyway, I don't have an opportunity to talk. Oh, I just want to say how I became a certified laughter leader, and then I'm going to show you the film, and then we will have a laughter workout. Okay? Now, tomorrow I'm going to talk a little bit more about, I'm going to talk about the amazing, amazing benefits of laughter tomorrow, and I'm going to show a little video clip of a laughter club in a nursing home, which is very precious, and a laughter club in a school, and how we celebrated World Laughter Day in Seattle. So, oh, by the way, they did start World Laughter Day in India in 1998, and I think they had 15,000 people came the first year, and then last year they had something like, well, 80,000 actually. So World Laughter Day is the first Sunday in May. So put that in your head. So maybe you can start when you're here and where you live. Okay. Oh, how did I become a certified laughter leader? Well, I work at the North Rehab Facility, which is a jail in North Seattle. And I don't work for the jail. I actually work for an organization called New Connections. And I work with inmates planning what they're going to do when they get out in terms of housing, counseling, treatment. And the morale there is really low. For one reason, they're actually closing this jail because of lack of funds. And it's kind of an, it's quote, kind of a model jail because they have lots of programs. They have acupuncture, they have meditation, they have parenting classes, they have a treatment program. It's actually kind of an unusual place for a jail. And it's in a really nice setting where people actually get to go outside and see trees. But still, the morale there is really low. So I started a play and laughter class there about a year and a half ago. And it was actually with the women. I would do it with the men if I had more time, but I was kind of doing that on my own time. And it was so much fun. It's just, it's been very gratifying. And but I wanted to find some more activities for it. So about a year and a half ago, I have a friend, a Roman Catholic nun, who is a humor consultant. And her name is Sister Porky Muzzy. So I consulted Sister Muzzy, and she told me about the laughter clubs in India. So that was less. And so I immediately went home and looked it up on the web, and I thought, oh, I want to be part of that. It's the kind of thing, the second I heard laughter clubs of India, I wanted to be part of it. So I have a laughter club in the jail each week called the NERF. It's called the NERF Mirth Laughter Club. And we have a lot of fun. So, and I'll tell you, my relationship there is with the women is so different because I laugh with them. You know, every week we laugh together for an hour. And it's just very special. Okay, here's the film. Did you get ready? I'm sorry. So this is a film by Meera Nair, the documentary, Laughter Clips of India.
If you saw the film Mississippi Masala, which was, you know, in general circulation of theaters, she's the person that did that film as well.
Now, I do want to say something also. I'm not probably not going to necessarily do the laughs that they do in here. You're probably going to get worried thinking, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Are you going to do these ones with me?
This is the translation.
There are like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of laughs, and we've created our own laughs. So, and we'll probably create a Holden laugh. I've already been thinking about that, so I want to put a bug in your ear thinking about a Holden laugh. Okay? So. Ready? Ho, ho, ho. Something like that?
You need to turn the TV back on?
When you
Or media person.
Thank you.
country in India?
Some jokes.
Now, you're talking about the Surikan Fortune.
मेरा स्पेस जो है सूर्य तक जाएगा। तो उसने जो बोला तो भाई आप ऐसे कैसे कर रहे हैं, उससे पांच दिन पहले आप जा जाएंगे, बता मैं नाइट के साथ कर रहा हूँ। After that, stock of no jokes died down. I said, okay, from tomorrow, we laughed out them without jokes.
How can you laugh like that? I said, why not? All that you have to do is to decide to laugh. What you call natural laughter is where somebody else makes you laugh. So if somebody else makes you laugh and you call it natural, why can't you call my laughter, where I make myself laughter, natural? Where is the difference?
So Mr. Dharaswami?
Yes.
Can you tell me about...
louder.
Okay. I'd love to know about your friendship. How long have you known each other?
We knew each other since 1942, the school days. Then we have been meeting every year. Often then I came to Bombay in 1921. He came afterwards.
But you told me that you were friends since 1922.
Yeah, I graduated with him earlier. But he being a sportsman, he more in...
But you just stop again.
He was an Asian champion or whatever.
Wait. 1, 2, 3. और प्रणाम करते हैं और हरिओम बोलते हैं, हरिओम बोल के और प्रणाम भी बोल दो 1 मिनट तक।
So there is nothing like there is a product which somebody is packaging nicely and selling it to you. No. The beauty of this movement is that there is no form, no fee, no fuss. Come and stand. You are its member.
I saw a lot of people, specifically the old people with 60 and 70, laughing out heartily. And suddenly when I saw those old people laughing at her, I said, yeah, yes, he's saying it.
He start warm up laughter. Ha ha, ho ho, he, like that. Then we have also other laughter. We put our tongues out.
ऐसे उड़ते हैं ना बंदर खाली कहाँ सो जी गुबार निकालो थोड़ी मुस्कान जो फिर हा करो हो को करो
जो हंसने में तरह तरह के इसमें प्रकार है, लेकिन सबसे जो कठिन प्रकार मेरे को वही लगा जब वो जो सिंह के जैसा वो जबान निकाल के जोर से हंसते हैं तो उसमें मानसिक तनाव और खिंचाव पड़ता है, वो मेरे को कुछ जमा
नहीं। ऊपर नीचे देख के
first exercise, warm up exercise for laughter. Ho, ho, ha, 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 ha,
ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, हम कभी हंसते, हमारा पिताजी भी बहुत हमको दंगासी देते थे, कहो तुम इतना हंसते हो तो लड़की लोग इतना जोर से।
We are called not laughing in front of elders, Don't laugh in temple, don't laugh in church, don't laugh in public place.
हमको कभी नहीं होता था. हम स्कूल में भी ना पनिशमेंट मिलता था. हम हंसते थे ना तो आवाज सबको सुनता था तो हमको पनिशमेंट मिलता था. इसलिए हमारा हंसी कम नहीं हुआ.
ओके नाउ यू टर्न दिस साइड, यू टर्न दिस साइड.
हंसी में क्या है, मैं तू तू बोल के है लेडीज और जेंट्स. मैं तू तू उसमें क्या होता है, लेडीज लोग हंसी को छाला कुछ छुपाते हैं ना. अब बुरा मत बने ना, क्या है तो लोग छुपाते हैं हंसने खुल के हंसते थे. मैं तुझे खुल के हंसते बोला क्योंकि वो 80-80 मिनट तक रहता है.
दिस लाफ्टर इज नोन एज आर् ग्यूमेंट लाफ्टर. When you fight, fight laughing only, okay? Let's see who wins. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, जीवन में ऐसे बड़े बड़े आदमी देखे नहीं, ज्यादा से ज्यादा पैसा ज्यादा हो गया बड़े बड़े आदमी के साथ, बड़े बड़े सचिवों के साथ। वो जो पुलिस कमिश्नर है ना बाजू में, उनका सबका पहचान है। वो सभी मुझे चाचा थे, आओ काका, पहले में काका बोलते हैं, हिंदी में चाचा बोलते हैं। अरे आओ काका किधर गया, तो वो इतना पता है।
Every day now, every day, within the laughter talk,
we have 70 laughter talks in Sri Lanka. Then Calcutta, then Mumbai, Goa, Hyderabad, all the cities. So within 40,000 people in India laughing, so don't do laughing better. So the joke.
I thought one day let me sit for a few minutes on the very friends, just observe what they do. So they were greeting each other's birthdays, saying hello to each other. And talking about small, small events.
Jaj to kata, 8 din ke baad, tumhara sabhi kaisa hoga, acha hai.
So we are getting concerned if somebody gets sick. Next day there's a call, what happened, why did you not come?
Pahle hamara ghar mein sab, hamara son and daughter wo log kehte the, abhi laughter club mein 100 aadmi ne hum log ka birthday manata hai. All right,
thank you, Pooja. We start the second round of laughter. One, two, in this, without any noise, your tongue falling out, and there should be internal massage in your body, organs. All right?
restrictions होती हैं कि ये नहीं करना, वो नहीं करना, वो नहीं करना, लेकिन मुझे बेसिकली नॉनसेंस करना बहुत पसंद है।
हम सतर हो गए दीवाने, हम सतर हो गए दीवाने, ये रंगन कोई पहचाने, ये रंगन कोई पहचाने।
इसलिए अच्छी कंपेनियनशिप मिलती है ऐसे नॉनसेंस करने में।
और मंकी लाफ्टर वनिता जी,
मार दिया।
हमारा हस्बैंड मुझे गया था नहीं तो चार छह साल में घर में जाती किधर भी नहीं गई। बाद में लकी कर तो वो भी हंसता था कहूंगी जीने का है तो हंस के जीने का है, बच्चा लोग के साथ रहने का है जीने का हंसते जीने का है। तो वह सब मुझे तो याद आती बैठ के बातचीत करते थे ऐसा करते थे वैसा करते थे यही सब यादें आती। याद की तो वही नहीं है कितनी याद आती हूँ मैं आपको बता ही नहीं सकती कितना उसको खराब लगता है। बजाय में हंस के टाइम पास करती कभी मैं ऐसे फील नहीं करती हूँ मन ही मन रखती जरा सी परेशानी होती है तो मुझे बहुत याद आती है मेरे को जरा सी परेशानी महसूस होती है तो मुझे बहुत याद आती है। ये तो ईश्वर जाने क्या है पर मुझे तो हृदय में
दुखी हुई दिल होती है वो जीतो तभी तुम्हारा जीवन सफल है। खाली अपने लिए नहीं भाई हमने पकाया खाया बच्चों ने खाया तो सब काम नहीं होगा दूसरे के लिए कुछ करो तभी जीवन सफल है।
मेरे कैंसर का
तू ये
बराबर देखी ना था उनका हृदय में उनका उनका छाती में जैसा आया था लगेगा था उसमें करोड़ों लोगों में ऐसा मेरे को पता था अभी नहीं अभी डेढ़ साल मतलब हो गया अभी मेरे को खफ का बीमारी अभी नहीं
एक घंटा रोज शर्म आ जा रही बाथरूम में जाकर बन जाती है क्योंकि वो नाड़ियां पूरी साफ हो जाती है हंसने
दो बच्चों की माँ हूँ बीबी तो हूँ ही और अब नानी भी बन चुकी हूँ तो मुझे बच्चा बनना बहुत अच्छा लगेगा क्योंकि कहीं ना कहीं अभी इस उम्र में मौत का डर रहता है जब भी मैं बच्चा बन जाऊंगी तो मौत का डर ही नहीं रहेगा
दिस लास्ट मेक यू फील यंग
यस वेरी हिटी हिटी
बच्चा था तो मैं ऐसे ही फिल्में देखता था उसके बाद आईने के सामने एक्टिंग करता था इस प्रकार से जगत जिंदगी की शुरुआत में एक फिल्मी माहौल को ही रंग दिया और अभी भी वो हस्तें पूरी करने के लिए कभी कभी इस प्रकार के हेलमेट पहन के आईने के सामने एक्टिंग करके अपने आप को खुश कर दो
फिल्म बनाकर सुपर डुपर हिट है
खुश होता है ना
भाई चलो वास्तविक जीवन में नहीं बने तो क्या हुआ नहीं आपने तो एक संपूर्ण कलाकार है
I told you it's beneficial for health.
Even if you don't understand the joke, please laugh.
Yes, okay. He's in the US.
I get the artists to tell about this concept. Oh, they love this idea. Americans love laughter.
Is based on yoga, where we laugh for no reason. So there are so many yogic exercises based on breathing, yogic breathing, and there are two deep breaths that bring your hands up like this. Where is laughter? Laughter is
I think you're
This is why I chose this room, because for the laughter session, this is going to work really well. Okay, the thing about a laughter club, it has different parts to it. One of the first things we do is some stretching. Okay, just to start getting the blood moving. So let's just do some shoulder stretches. Now let's go the other way. Feels good. Push up. And now let's do some. Feels good. Now, really, really important part of the laughter club is the deep breathing. And they do a specific way, as you may have noticed. But actually, when I learned from the World Laughter Tour was to breathing in through my nose, out through my mouth. Sometimes I have allergies and I can't do that, but try to do some breathing in through your nose. You actually raise your hands up simultaneously. And then you put your hands together because there's pressure points for emotional balance on the palms of your hands. And then you do a longer exhalation than your inhalation. So then breathing out through your mouth, like kind of like a whistle. Let's try it again. Breathing in through your mouth. We hold for a few seconds. Great. The thing about a laughter club, first of all, the eye contact is really important. That's how we get the contagiousness of laughter. And I know. And the other thing, in not to do any movement that doesn't feel right to you or doesn't feel good, because the motto of art is no pain, no pain. Okay? And actually, I was supposed to say this before each lap. This is real exertion. You know, this is a really an aerobic workout. So if you've had recent abdominal surgery or are pregnant or for some reason should not be exercising like this, then just watch, okay? So I have to say that each time. Because like I said, this is, remember I said 100 laughs equals 10 minutes of rowing? Yeah. Or going up to the top of the chalet maybe, what, 3 or 4 times running up, back and forth running up. Okay, so first we do the stretches, and then we do the deep breathing. We do deep breathing between each laugh. As you notice, there's different kinds of laughs. Mm-hmm. And first we start out with a warm-up. This warm-up is also based on yoga. It is the ho-ho, ha-ha-ha that I did in the dining hall. So, and you want to feel the ha-ha-ha in your abdomen. Okay? So, let's start. Ho-ho-ha-ha-ha. 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 So that's how I signal the end of a laugh, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to demonstrate a laugh, and then you're all going to do the laugh. And then I go, ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Now, if you need to stop laughing before, that's okay. Because if you've ever timed your laugh, I mean, a minute of laughter is a long time. So I tend to do it more like about 40 seconds, actually. But you'll see. So I always like to start out with a hearty laughter. Hearty laughter is just like this. Like that. So I'm going to say, really get good at laughing on So I'm just going to say, ready, begin. And you know, everyone's going to feel kind of self-conscious, you know. I mean, it's really, but everyone's feeling this way, right?
Yeah.
And we're all doing this. And I have to say, this is a movement, I think, to be more silly and playful. But the root word of silly comes from the word sili and selig, which means joyful, happy, and blessed. So to me, that's the underlying thing of this whole movement, is to become more joyful, happy, and blessed. So being silly is a wonderful thing. Okay? So, the hearty laugh. So, ready, begin. Look at each other. Begin.
Oh!
So remind me, if I forget to do the deep breathing, we always have renegade laughers. Creativity in this movement, so I think you just invented the Lutheran laugh. Well, let's do the deep breathing. Okay, deep breathing. Again. Well, I kind of like that. He says the Lutheran laugh. Why not? Okay, this is, well, wait, we have to actually laugh, though. It wasn't too much for the aerobic. Oh, I'm kind of laughing inside.
Yep.
Did you notice how they did it? Okay, a serious laugh. Okay, we'll try it. Okay, everybody, your most serious laugh that you can have, but you're still laughing.
Okay,
Luther
laugh
would be kind of like. Okay, let's do it. Aloha. So in this greeting laugh, you just go up to somebody and you go, aloha. Then you go up to somebody else, aloha. So I'm going to walk around greeting as many people as you can until I call you back with the ho-ho, ha-ha-ha. Okay? You ready? Ready? Aloha. Begin. Aloha. The ice cube down the back lap. perfect demonstration. It's kind of a high pitched. So you're imagining somebody putting an ice cube down your back. Let's all start together, okay? Okay, ready, begin.
Thank you.
Again. Okay, another mingling laugh. This is, I think, is this your personal favorite ring? The penguin laugh, or Mary Poppins, or Charlie Chaplin. So you mingle around, walking around, going like this. And laughing, of course. Everybody, you ready to start mingling? Yep. Ready? Begin? Cloth maker, and what they're doing is they're measuring out a meter of cloth, and so the way they're doing this is they're going, we need a little room for this, don't you? And then you do the other side, okay, so let's get some room now, because I know we don't want to bonk anybody. So the one meter left. They just love this one in India, so I thought, let's try it. Okay. Left hand up. Let's get everybody doing the same hand. Left hand. Ready? Go. Other hand. Again, one more time. Washington, and this was the favorite laugh. It's called the argumentative laugh. You saw it on there. What you do, I think instead of lining up into two lines, we'll just walk around. I'll tell you, walk around arguing with each other. And the person, one person there said to me, you know, he wished he had learned this earlier on in life because maybe he wouldn't be there. True, yeah. So this is a good thing to do, and a great way to argue and solve conflicts, and I wish our leaders would do something like this. Okay. So what we do is you go up to somebody, Ming, you want to demonstrate with me? Okay. Oh, you get it?
Yeah.
Oh, she's sorry. So, which we do? Should we line up into two lines, or should we walk around in two
people? Inner circle and outer circle.
Let's line up.
Face each other.
Line up into, okay, two lines. Let's try that, if that works, because we might have too many people. So one line here. Okay, make two circles. That's a good idea. Okay, now let's have an inner circle and an outer circle. That's a great idea. So is everybody facing somebody? Everybody facing somebody? Okay. Okay, everybody ready? And actually, of course, you can argue with more than one person. Meditation that was done like 2,500 years ago that comes from the Taoist tradition. Someone sent this to me and I thought it was really fascinating. And you know what? You can do this in your own life. I do it actually at home. And it was said that if you do this, that you will live to be 100 years old and wise. Wise and healthy. And it's a laughter meditation. So what you do is you're looking, you put your hand, and actually what you can do is just start out like this and then you can just start dancing in any which way you want to. But you put your hands up in the air and you're looking, well, up at the sky, maybe you'd be outside, kind of looking thankfully and joyously up at the sky. And then you start doing little like shuffling movements. And what you're doing is you're kind of symbolically, first of all, just kicking out any like little disturbances or little things that you don't want in your life. And then, just symbolically, and then you're laughing and just dancing around. And then after that, you can just do whatever you want, okay? That's what I was thinking. And our laughter, you're supposed, the way it was said to me, it says that you laugh like the rustling of bamboo in the wind. I have bamboo. I have yet to kind of figure that one out.
Go tape it.
Yeah, bring it here. So we'll dance to the laughter. The laughter will be our music. Okay? So ready? Begin. Way that we end the laughter club. First of all, we ask, is anybody having a birthday? We're going
to
sing happy birthday, but using hee-hees, ha-has, ho-hos. We don't have to sing it in the same way, just keep together with the melody, okay? Like ha-ha-ho-ho-hee-hee, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Okay?
Yes,
everybody? Ready? Begin.
Ha 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 ha
saints go marching out. It works really well. Okay, now the way we end a laughter club is I, the leader, say some affirmations and everybody just goes, yes. Okay? We love laughing.
Yes!
We're the happiest people in the world.
Yes!
We love Holden Village.
Yes!
We're going to have a wonderful day.
Yes!
Does anybody else want to say anything?
We love God. Thank you.
We love God.
Yes!
Holden!
Holden!
Holden! Just one hand up. That's the Holden tradition.
Okay.
Holden! Oh, yeah!
So we're going in first setting.
You mean do ho ho hee hee and ha?
Yes.
Yeah. And then do the ho ho hold and
maybe. We gotta figure it out.
So I hope everybody comes
maybe
back.
Are you going to first setting?
I think so.
Maybe you can lead the happy birthday.
Okay. For
us. We're doing a joint birthday.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So come on back tomorrow. We're going to have some more laughs. Like I said, I'm showing a couple little film strips, more laughs. It's going to be a lot of fun. So come on back.